Do you have pressing questions about gender? The play here, showing at the Belvoir Theatre now, is all about gender. Well, sort of. In the play, disgraced Marine Isaac returns home to find his family living the LGBT plus or lugubustia lifestyle. His mother's opened her mind to all the colours of the identity rainbow, and his sister is no longer his sister anymore. Here is a strange unicorn of a play, and we're joined by director Anthea Williams to learn a bit more about it. Welcome to Afters FM, Anthea.
Thanks so much for having me, Ellie.
Here is a pretty difficult play to sum up. How would you describe it to, say, a friend?
Look, I think it's in the great history of American family plays. But, you know, so often in American family plays, the prodigal son is kind of the embodiment of the future of America. And in this play, it's actually not the prodigal son, it's the transgender child. I think it's a beautiful tragicomedy. And I often say it's a play that's about place. It's about the places that you need to leave and the places you want to escape from. But it's also about the responsibility that you possibly have to those who have abused you or harmed you.
And here is about gender, but only sort of. So what is the effect
only
of... what is the effect of making the gender theme sometimes secondary to some of the central tensions in the play?
Oh, look, I think, I'm not trans, I should say that up front. So, you know, I am speaking on behalf of other people in some ways. But I think, you know, Max is fabulous and wonderful and, you know, the play calls Max the future. But in other ways, Max is just another character. In the play, everyone is in transition. So you have an abused housewife who's been controlled for 30 plus years, who's always been under the thumb of her husband who's had a stroke, and now she's finding freedom. And you have Arnold the abuser who has had a stroke and, you know, his life has completely changed because of that. And then you have Isaac who's coming back from the war. There's a couple of members of the family who you could argue have PTSD or some kind of PTSD.
Yeah.
So everyone's really in transition. But I think one thing, Kurt Pimblett, who plays Max, who's an absolutely wonderful young actor, said in the first couple of weeks of the show when we were talking about Paige, the character that Helen Thompson plays, and Paige's reaction to Max's transition was, she's so kind, which I think is actually, you know, a lovely reading of that character. She's a mother whose response to her child's gender transition has been to be really excited by the possibility of that and really embrace it and embrace the bravery of that choice, which is, you know, it's a lovely reaction, but it's not a play about a whole lot of people coming to terms with the gender of a member of their family. It's a play about a whole lot of people coming to terms with how they're going to live in the world as it is today.
Yes.
And one of them is trans.
Right. And it sounds like, and I've heard from friends who have seen the play, that here is quite confronting. How has it been received by critics and audiences in Sydney?
It's been really well received. Yeah. Taylor Mack, who wrote Here, is doing incredibly well at the moment. Taylor's about to have a show on at the Melbourne International Festival as well. It's received a string of 4- and 5-star reviews, and audiences are really loving it. You know, it's a tragicomedy because it is very, very funny, but it's also very challenging.
Yes.
And the playwright refers to it as absurd realism. And I think, anyone with a family can kind of relate to that. We all find our families absurd. Our families are all absurd, but they are all absolutely real. So, it's been really beautifully received by its audience.
Wonderful. And you touched on this a little bit earlier, but the play is about queer experiences and there's queer individuals involved in its production. How conscious was this decision?
Oh, absolutely conscious. I wouldn't have done the play unless we'd found a fabulous young trans man to play the role.
Yes.
And we brought on board Lucky Price. Lucky's a casting director. And Lucky was meant to find me two people to work on the show. One was going to be the actor who played Max, and the other was going to be a trans associate artist because we wanted there to be a number of trans people in the room. But actually, after having worked with Lucky, who's a trans man, to help me find the cast, I realised that I just had to keep on working with him because it was such a great collaboration, and he was such a joy to work with. And also, like, he was looking at changing his own practice and still doing casting directing, but doing other things as well. And so, like, he came on board as an associate artist, an associate artist on the show, which was remarkable. And we also have Greg Stone in the production. Greg Stone isn't trans, but Greg is Georgie Stone's father. So I just think it was really important, because Max is the youngest character in the play.
Mm.
I thought it was really important that that young actor, who probably would be doing this first professional show, was in a situation where they got to be an actor in the room. It didn't have to be the expert on all things trans.
Yes.
And of course, every time you work on a show, you bring your own experiences to it. But I didn't want that person to constantly be translating that experience for everyone else in the room. And so it was really great to have those multiple voices.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've heard from friends who have seen it that one of the things that stands out about this play, aside from everything else, is just the set is so incredibly complicated and chaotic even. How much work went into arranging all of that junk, and, you know, how artfully it's thrown around?
So much work. Look, Michael Henkin is the set and costume designer. We had so much fun designing the show. Sometimes in some ways it's got, you know, elements of farce in it. And I said to him really early on, we need to get the right number of doors in this show or we're going to be in a really tricky situation. We realised we'd get rid of the bomb. If you know Belvoir, there's an entrance that goes straight onto the bottom of the stage, which we got rid of because we needed it to be more claustrophobic.
Yes, right.
And the set's remarkable. It's kind of raised 60 centimetres. There's a really low ceiling in it, and it's completely filled with mess. My ASM on the show is remarkable. She is a clean freak, and this show is her worst nightmare. I did say to her on opening night, you know, thank you. She's been a godsend in a show that actually would have been her worst nightmare. But, yeah, basically part of Paige's liberation is that she doesn't do tidying up anymore. She doesn't do laundry and she doesn't do cupboards. So the house is a complete bomb site.
Yes. So the play's been open for a little while, but there's still time for our listeners to go and see it. It closes on the 10th of September, so about a week left to see it and to see this fabulous cast and also the set that we've just heard about. So thank you so much, Anthea, for joining us on After's FM.